dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard of the remarkable situation of the early community of the Christians who were of one heart and one mind and who lived together in harmony, sharing all that they had for the good of all. And this is a community then founded in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, and one based in charity, in love. Some have called this the original communism, and that's okay to say as, you know, a phrase, but there's definitely no comparison between the early Christian community and the reality of communism as it is known today and practiced in certain countries of the world, for instance, North Korea, where charity and love certainly do not prevail. The communism of today, for one thing, is usually atheistic, and so the attitude of those who establish these governments does not respect the reality, does not respect reality, period. To deny God is to deny reality. But also there's a certain imposition there, where Christ never imposes. He offers us his self for our benefit, for our eternal life. We can choose to accept Christ and to follow him or not, and it's entirely up to us whether we do or not, whereas in a communist state, you have no choice. The church has never denied the right to own property, for instance. Under communism, no one has a right to own property, and many other rights, ultimately all rights, are suspended. Only the state has rights. I'll just read from Dr. Fisher's catechetical dictionary for the Catechism, the Catholic Church, a nice dictionary put together and to help understand the words of which the catechism, which are in the catechism. And under communism or communistic, this is what Dr. Fisher has written. Communism is a political theory advocating the common sharing of goods and the abolishment of private ownership. Under communism, all property is vested in the state, which organizes labor for the common benefit of all members according to the professed principle that each should work according to his capacity and receive according to his needs. Atheistic communism exalts matter over spirit and rejects any need for God, since the state provides for all human needs. It holds that economics is the foundation of civilization, and that all other ideas, whether religious, social, or political, depend on economics. The Church has always utterly rejected atheistic communism and urges Catholics not to collaborate with communists in political or social efforts because of atheistic communism's many errors, especially its atheistic materialism, its doctrine of class war, its denial of individual liberty and human rights, and its contempt for morality. So, I think this is probably obvious to everybody here, but if not, it's important to point out that that comparison that we've probably all heard about, well, you see, communism is just what the apostles were practicing in the first community. There's a huge difference. And that this communism, if we want to call it that, of the apostles, is one based in Jesus Christ, based in love and truth, whereas the materialistic communism of our day is not based in truth and not based in love. And it's not a matter of freedom. Wherever it takes hold, it becomes imposed on everyone. And as we know, the history of the Soviet Union, of China, of Cuba, many, many innocent people die in order to propagate and maintain those dictatorships, where then the benefit is really for the few in the end, who control the reins of power. Whereas, as Christians, whatever system of government we live under, we're called to practice love toward our neighbor. We're not here for material things. On earth, God created everything for our benefit, and so material is meant to serve us, but for our ultimate purpose, which is spiritual, and which we can only attain through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and whose death and resurrection we celebrated and are celebrating during the season of Easter. So let us keep in mind the distinction between a community based in love, where things are shared freely, and the difference between that and a system of government where nobody is allowed to own anything and the government can take anything because in the name of communism. Our Lady came to Fatima to warn about the errors of Russia, one of which was communism, and promised that ultimately we would be freed from all of this in the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, for that triumph to come soon so that everyone everywhere may have the opportunity and the freedom to practice Christian charity with full liberty and full rights. Praise be Jesus and Mary.